inventory sheets for, says machinery and equipment, improvement inventory, livestock inventory, feeds and crops inventory, home inventory, says living room and dining room, the kitchen and utility room. And it's broken down here, bathroom and halls and home clothing. Well, you can go into it as detailed as you so want, or you can do like we did, just kind of, you know.
Pick the ones you want.
And like you say, you can always add a lot to miss, because miscellaneous can cover a lot of sins. I noticed one in here, where was there a while ago? Pots and pans and everything, and then just said miscellaneous, $100. Boy, that's the most overridden item on a bunch is miscellaneous. As I used to go off on conventions or something and was always come home, I never went to a hotel yet, that when they sent you a statement that didn't have miscellaneous on it. Telephone goes, I was always too dumb a guest to go see people. And they always stuck me for a lot of telephone calls when I was in a hotel. There's always somebody in that town I knew. Or something. And the wife used to say, said, well, there's one thing about it, regardless of where you go, the same mess is there. That bill always comes in, you know, so much miscellaneous. And I used to tell them when I was in the hospital that 3 years, that broken back, that most expensive toilet tissue ever used in my life. Because we'd get an itemized bill once a month. You ever go to a hospital for a long, major time, don't pay them every month, every week, I mean. If I was to go again, I might pay them once a month, I don't know. I believe that my bill would have been much cheaper. I'd pay them. We pay them every Monday morning till we run out of money. But we'd have so much here for room and board and that kind of medicine. And we always had a lot of miscellaneous on there. And all the world ever got on that was a little alcohol to rub on your sore back and little toilet tissue.
Boy, they charged too, didn't they? Maybe an aspirin tablet.
Well, no, they had all that listed under medicines. But we all, every week, we had a miscellaneous column and run from $1 to $10. And I'd fuss about it, but it didn't make a difference. I'd lay where I couldn't even reach the bell to blow. Wife stayed with me day and night. Well, she'd take off 2 hours a day. She happened to have a sister at an apartment in that town at that time, but she'd go down there 2 hours a day to come freshen up a little.
That's no fun.
But I still think, and I haven't seen one of these in a year or two, right here. You're talking about keeping up with your... Just take that page there, just for example. Now that's back, when was the date on that? 56, that is after the two older girls were married. I don't know what it's listed down through there, probably...
Groceries, John's payment on class ring, church, John, IRA, yeah.
Well now, well, that was just your, well, you can tell different colors of ink and writing and all. Here says James Cash $5. Well, that's a poor way of counting for it, but...
You just what you got.
Yeah, and Fred Venerable, dust right. He was a brush peddler, $1.21. Mallory and John, and, well, groceries, milk, haircut. But now you see, these came over here now. You say, well, how many of that? But they came over here and they were broken down under household operations. There was a milk bucket, looks like $1.52. Education, recreation, there was something. And you see, you had so many different breakdowns there. But if you will take it, it does. Of course, on our work out there, it'd be a little different from yours. You also had, and I don't see that was January. Let's go back to January there.